Is the American dream still alive? Think about the American dream as a 100-year-old ideal, and the phrase used to describe upward mobility and the promise of success through hard work. And for decades, the idea of the American dream has often gone hand in hand with homeownership. Is that still the case today? That's what we're going to talk about on today's show. So a new poll just came out. It says that the majority of Americans, 78% to be exact, don't feel financially secure today. This percentage has risen gradually over the past years, showing rising tensions across the economy. What's especially interesting is that although 70% of survey participants said they believe they have made smart financial decisions, it's not enough right now to result in comfortable or secure lifestyle. That's right. Despite doing everything right, working hard, most Americans are still living paycheck to paycheck. They're unable to save money. And their incomes are not just keeping up with their expenses. So what's behind this increasing phenomenon right now of Americans feeling less financially secure with each passing year? Two simple answers: the cost of living and the state of the economy. Basically, incomes have not been able to keep up with the cost of living, especially given the inflationary environment of the last several years. So when everything becomes more expensive, but your income stays stagnant or the same, it's a recipe for disaster. The result is really sad, actually. 43% of Americans surveyed said they'll never have enough money to achieve the American dream, which was defined as achieving financial success, owning a home, supporting a family. A lot of these families are saying, I just can't even afford to have kids. I mean, these are major life milestones that were once the cornerstones of American life. But today, they're simply out of reach for nearly half the population. The biggest issues cited contributing to this were that incomes are not keeping up with the rising cost of living, not being able to save after paying for bills and necessities, and dealing with bigger financial pressures like debt. So what's the answer? Well, this is the problem. Realtor.com senior economic analyst Hannah Jones recently put out a bit of a data solution, saying the solution is actually home ownership. Sounds counterintuitive, right? Telling people who are struggling, go out and buy a home. Go out and buy a home. You can do it. Well, she rightly points out, though, is that historically home prices always rise. And then waiting to enter the housing market rarely pays off, like if you're trying to time the market. Basically, she says that because of home appreciation and equity, buying a home is the best way to insulate yourself from inflation and the rising cost of living that's hurting so many people today. And when you really think about what she said here, it actually makes a strong case for investing in real estate as a whole. If home values tend to rise over time, and then real estate acts as a hedge against inflation, then owning property, whether it's your primary or an investment, becomes less about timing the market perfectly and more about gaining long-term exposure to an appreciating asset. We'll dig into that more in a minute, but first, I have a question for you. Could your financial advisor provide a plan to fully replace your income in the next 10 years without charging you for it? I'm going to say probably not. Now, if you trust the system and you want someone else to do all your thinking and planning, a financial advisor can absolutely help you with that. But if you want to actually build real independent wealth that's immune to the influence of Washington, Wall Street, and the latest headlines, you've got to take matters into your own hands. That's what Natalie and I did years ago, and we were able to break free from paycheck dependency in fewer than 5 years. That's right, we used buy and hold real estate to do it. And you can start earning monthly passive income through real estate investing as well. Now, if you're like us, you probably don't have a lot of time to do all the legwork involved with getting a good investment property. And that's where our partner, Sidera Wealth, can help. They've got over 20 years experience helping investors of all levels reach financial freedom through real estate investing. And their help is 100% free. They make their money buying and building properties in bulk so they can actually pass on the savings. And whether you want to maximize your retirement funds, increase your tax savings, or replace your current income entirely, they can help. They can also connect you to countless helpful resources. Sidera Wealth's proven strategy focuses on increasing your net worth year after year. Most people need just 5 or 6 properties to replace their annual income, and many do it in just 10 years or less. So if this resonates with you, don't just think about it. Take action now by going to redacted.inc/wealth. It's redacted.inc, not .com, redacted.inc/wealth, and book a free call with the Sidera Wealth team. And when you're done, you can come back and finish this video knowing that you've taken a significant step in bettering your financial future. So now, assuming that you've done all that, let's get back to it. The real takeaway is about understanding the power of real estate as a wealth-building tool and finding a way to participate in it when it makes sense for your situation. So buying real estate has historically been the main vehicle for middle-class households to build wealth. And yet Americans feel blocked out of the very wealth-building mechanism that helps save them or improve their situation. Why? Well, it's due to the triple whammy of high prices, high interest rates, low supply. It can be incredibly expensive to lock in a home purchase today. And because the barrier to entry to buy a home has never been higher, many people feel they have no choice but to sit on the sidelines, wait for things to get better. But when it comes to the housing market, chances are that day will never come. Home prices are only going to continue to get more expensive. While rates might go down incrementally, chances are, not going to make much of a difference at all. And because the barrier to entry to buy a home has never been higher, many people feel they have no choice but to sit on the sidelines, wait for things to get better. But when it comes to the housing market, chances are that that day will never come. Home prices are only going to continue to get more expensive. While rates go down incrementally, chances are it's not going to make much of a difference. Sadly, this housing crisis is going to hurt a lot of people by delaying wealth building. And as you can see, this will have negative consequences that span the entire range of retirement outcomes, from family planning on down the line. We're talking about basic quality of life. So when you look at all of this together, it shows two things. One, that doing everything right no longer works in today's world. And two, it's time to redefine what doing things right actually means. Clearly, this is a serious issue. It's affecting millions of Americans. People who have set out the plan that society laid out for them. Get a job, save money, contribute to your 401k. Everything will just be fine. That roadmap just doesn't work anymore. And if you want to escape these dire outcomes, you just can't sit on your hands and hope that the market's going to improve. There's also a psychological toll that comes with all of this that often gets overlooked. When people feel like they're doing everything that they were told to do, working hard, saving when they can, avoiding unnecessary debt, and still not getting ahead, it creates frustration, burnout, eventual disengagement from the market. And at some point, people start asking themselves, like, what's the point? What am I doing? And that's a dangerous place to be, because once that belief sets in, it can stop people from taking action altogether. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. 37% of survey participants, including nearly half of Gen Z, said they've just given up on long-term financial goals to prioritize short-term purchases and experiences. They're like, retirement? Forget about it. I need to eat right now. What it means to be financially secure can have different definitions to different people. Factors like location, family size, play an instrumental role in determining the amount of money needed to live comfortably, which is why for years I've recommended taking a personalized approach to setting your financial goals, defining your financial success. So instead of basing your financial security on a random number or a feeling, I'm talking about determining exactly how much money you need for your unique situation and then creating a roadmap to get there. That's exactly what I teach in my Freedom Number Cheat Sheet, which you can download for free and go through it right now. Go to redacted.inc/freedom, or it's in the description box below. I created the idea of the Freedom Number after a brush with job insecurity myself. I realized I was tired of relying on a paycheck to make sure that my expenses were covered. And I wanted to figure out a way to create streams of income that could support my family no matter what happened with my job or the economy. I was up for a contract renewal, my old job, and I didn't know if I was going to get it. Like, but I've got two kids and a wife. Like, what am I going to do here? So I didn't want to be beholden to these external factors that can change on a dime. I wanted to feel like I had control over my future and I could protect myself and my family. And after I used the formula, the freedom formula that I give away for free, and experienced how transformative it was, I became passionate about sharing it for free, because no one should have to feel like they're hardly scraping by. You know, what happens if their job disappears tomorrow? They would have no options for paying bills or ensuring that they can provide for their family. So if you're among the 78% of Americans who don't feel financially secure, I hope you'll download the Freedom Cheat Sheet today. It's totally free. It's in the description box. Because even if you don't take action today immediately, least you can do is sort of set out a goal, work on building your financial intelligence. Like you might be sitting there with throwing your hands up right now saying, Clayton, I just can't do anything right now. Okay, great. Well, then educate yourself right now. Okay, that's one thing you can do. With fewer and fewer accessible opportunities out there to own a home, it might be time to reevaluate whether homeownership is even part of the American dream anymore. What other markers of success even exist? Is it possible to achieve prosperity, upward mobility, financial freedom without owning your primary residence? So I would argue yes. The answer is yes. Homeownership can be an important piece of this puzzle, but it's not the only way to gain financial stability. In fact, some of the wealthiest people I know don't own their own home. They actually own performing assets instead, and they live in a rental house, and the assets pay for them to live how they want. So at the end of the day, what happens in the housing market is outside of our control. None of us can control factors like housing supply, interest rates, or inflation. But what you can do is take control of your family's financial future to ensure that you're set up for success regardless of what happens in this economy or the housing market. I mean, this means building streams of income, building performing assets, buying performing assets, building your financial intelligence so that you can actually make more informed choices. So it's time to really redefine what the American dream means and start building financial freedom instead of waiting on the housing market or the economy to improve. Whether or not you own a home should be a personal choice. It doesn't matter. It's not something that's taken out of your hands because of economic pressure. The goal is having the freedom to choose on your terms. And as always, I'm interested in hearing your contribution to this conversation. I'd love to hear your thoughts and experiences on the American housing market right now. Do you think the American dream is still there and alive? And do you think homeownership is a part of the American dream? So let's continue this conversation in the comments section. I really try to read all of your comments. So please drop me a comment below. Thank you for subscribing, and we'll see you next time.